It's right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Are either one of those in the new section?
So three.
On 24, it looks like all of them are at least the same value in the same building. So that's good. So I'm guessing that's probably the new one.
Built in 2021. Search. Okay, well they were only built 2 years apart, so I just want to make sure they weren't in the old section, and they're not.
So about 24 and 23, the values that are here, are they consistent with what's around them or not?
23 or 24, the first one with Vineyards Loft, those are consistent with what's next door and all the buildings next to them. 23 is the one in that the buildings next to them are 71 and they're valued at 125.
Right, and the ones that are at 71, they're supposed to be at the 125, but for some reason their neighborhood rate was a different neighborhood. It should have calculated through. And it wasn't a different neighborhood. It was just that the program itself hadn't calculated through the entire neighborhood.
All right, but 23 and 24 on here are not those smaller ones. They're 222 and 201. Is the appraised value on those. BOE 23 with, which is 305 or 3005 Vineyards Terrace Unit 4, is at 201 appraised value.
So this Vineyards Loft was built in 2021 and it has 1,147 square feet.
Is that 222 figure consistent with what's around it, or is it substantially less around it? I guess so.
Right. If you look at Beacon, it should be consistent. 1,000.
Because so this wasn't one of the ones that didn't. I mean, this group of the Vineyards aren't one of the ones where you had the disparity.
Yeah, I don't think so. No.
I mean, they are right across the street from each other. Catty corner.
I don't think I have the hard files here anymore. Oh, here's 23. And the basis, there's no classification issue. It's just valuation on number 23, which is he's got it at 222,050 is what you have as the appraised value.
That's number 24.
Oh, excuse me, you're wrong. Or you're right. I've got 201,280.
Yes.
And do we have any comparables in the? This is the one where you had all of these.
I showed you what they sold for.
He's got a beacon and it shows like a ridiculously low value. But I don't know if that's praise value or if that's...
Did you bring evidence?
That's unit five. So one of these, can you pull up the property, where it shows the diagram? Because one of these has like an extra piece with it, and I'm not sure why. Yeah, on the property report card. Okay, see that extra piece on the right? What is that?
I think that's part of the upper level.
So that's a two-story?
I believe
it's
so.
A loft unit?
I believe so.
Okay.
And not all of them have that. I think that's just the upper level.
I'm sorry, what?
This isn't one of these where they said you had it as a third floor and there wasn't one.
Mm-hmm.
That's not this one. No. Okay.
No, but one shows 1147 square feet, and the other one has like 1700. So that may be.
I think that letter there is in the wrong file.
Yes, I would agree. That's in the wrong file. That's not
it's
the right.
It's
HUD
the last
statement.
Page with all the things that they pulled off Beacon that is confusing me.
Here's
I'm assuming that's assessed value, but that still is well below his.
So the Vineyards Loft is built in 2021 with 1,147 square feet.
This is the one that's at $71. That's
and then the other one is built in 2023 with 1,136 square feet, which is almost the same.
Not assessed.
Well, but this guy's at 201. How did he get to? I mean, is everything else there at 201?
2023.
Or over 200,000?
So one thing that you've got. For the Vineyards Loft, it's built in 2021, 1,147 square feet, and that's almost the same as Branson Property Partners, which is 2023, which is when it was built, and 1,136 square feet. So they're very close, and we get our square footage from the
okay, these are
plan. So the land value is $5,000.
What's the outside?
196. The structure is a 201.
So in other words, the one that's listed at 222 as the appraised value is the one that has the loft in it.
Oh, that's good.
So that would explain some of why it's higher.
Well, as compared to each other, they're comparing them to
the
everything else around.
Right.
I guess each of them are. I don't have a file of 24 actually. I don't seem to.
23 has a loft too, Jerry.
But they aren't.
I don't see the loft.
So what's different on the one that was built in 23?
Well, pretty much the
Yeah, the Branson property.
But their value.
23 has a loft.
Quite a bit different. Do you see?
Depends on the unit number.
Oh, it does.
So.
396
one,
square feet.
Yeah.
So let me see.
This one
of them, she said, was feet. Built a couple years ago. I don't know how old the other one is.
They're two years apart.
Has,
age doesn't factor.
So they're two different
so the
floor
one,
plants.
The one who, the 2021, the Vineyards Loft, he actually does have a loft on it. That's why he's being charged.
Right. It's a little more.
Okay. Has a loft. Well, there's your answer on that.
Wait, Jesse's saying there's a loft in both of them.
No, Dan said there's not.
I was just saying 23 does have a loft. Branson Property Partners does have a loft. I haven't checked the other one.
2024 has a loft.
Okay. Then they both have lofts then. 2023 most definitely has one.
According to your drawing, well, see, that one only doesn't show it. Which one are we looking at on the screen?
That's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not showing a loft.
23 is showing a loft.
And that's what I saw.
Okay, one.
So one has a lot.
Well, for instance, on 24 here, you've got the value at 222. They're saying that their opinion of market value is 126,920.
Their opinion of value is what?
Their opinion of appraised value or market value is 126,920 in number 24. And I'm assuming that must be based on the stuff around them. That 125 you were talking about earlier, I don't know. Just trying to find.
I'm not sure how they're finding that because.
I think there's some older units here.
I'm just trying to remember because I think we called these guys and we moved these. But I think you asked, or didn't you ask because you were trying to determine what the.
I was trying to figure out why in the picture on these newer units, why the right corner always seemed to show the higher price and the guy across wasn't. And so we figured out that one. But then on these units, are these the older units? Because.
Newer.
These no, are newer.
Right.
2021.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess what I'd like, I mean, first of all, I'd like to pull them up and see if this unit is being priced the same as everything else around it.
So there's an older development or phase where you have the 126 right here, plus the 5, and that's 131.
That seems like a pretty dramatic drop.
Yeah, it looks, that's these units over here. So if you go go north a little more, the next development, so keep going up.
Up.
Yep, keep going.
There you go.
So those ones are 71. Right.
Well, they're showing 109.
But those are smaller units, right?
I think so.
I don't know. Can you zoom out just a little bit?
125.
So on Beacon, it's showing at 120 or 131. And this is what? 2952 Vineyard Parkway.
It looks like 20. So if I remember correctly, 23 called us. We had them first, and that's when we discovered there's a huge difference between the units across the way from each other, right? And then 2024, we had them in that same day on the 3rd, or the next day, and since we didn't know what was going on, we decided to move them to today. So I think there's still just classification 24 was. It wasn't evaluation.
Well, valuation on 24, he's checked the valuation box. And one where he says, I think it's worth 126. And we've got him you've got him at 222.
So Vineyard's Loft number 24 is only classification, and the other one was valuing class.
Correct, yes. If Vineyard's 23, I guess I'm trying to figure out why we continued that if. Unless this is one of those ones where they own partial part of another. Yeah.
That was because there's such a big discrepancy between.
Because 20
across the way that was.
But 23 didn't appeal that.
But 23 is the one that says value and classification, and that's
23
why
23 does
it.
Too.
Yeah, but the Vineyards, the 24, the only thing on that I thought was classification.
Oh, it's just valuation.
Just valuation.
23
is just valuation. So we got this value question on both.
What's 24? Can you look at 24?
Class
and value. Okay, so they're both value.
Both value and only 24 is class application.
Can we just work on one of them at a time? I think I'm getting confused. I'm sure everybody else is too.
Let's see this.
And I will just say that this is less than what they paid.
So when you come back to
it doesn't look like it calculated right.
Well, I mean, you could say that sales of these units are substantially less. But Mike, again, what we're gonna, I think what the assessor is gonna have to answer for these is what's